Number 19.
This is an example of Florida's state stone, which are the fossilized remains of colonial corals, which became colorful geodes lined with smooth, spherical-shaped agate. The transformation occurs over time when the coral's original calcium carbonate skeleton is slowly dissolved by acidic groundwater and partially replaced by dissolved silica. The various colors are due to deposition of trace minerals like iron and manganese during this process. This magnificent specimen is part of a collection that was generously donated to the Florida Museum in 2008 by Gene Hamm and his family of High Springs, Florida. For over 40 years, Mr. Hamm, his wife, and children regularly explored sites along the Suwannee and Withlacoochee rivers looking for these rare 20 to 34 million year old specimens. My name is Roger Portell. I'm the Director of Invertebrate Paleontology and Micropaleontology Collections at the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Number 70.
Fossil sea urchins are commonly found in Florida. However, usually we only find fragments or isolated spines. This rock contains tests of sea urchins that have been preserved amazingly well. Note that individual fossils represent complete articulated tests and spines are still present. The specimens represent the green sea urchin Latakinus variegatus. The rock also contains specimens of the bay scallop Argopecten gibbus. This rock is of a late Pleistocene age and comes from Cape Coral, Florida. The amazing preservation of these fossils was made possible by rapid recrystallization of calcium carbonate skeletons with the urchin spines still attached. This type of preservation allows researchers to examine anatomy of species in great detail. Such exceptionally preserved fossils are thus of tremendous importance to paleontologists and geologists by providing unique insights into the animals that lived long time ago. My name is Michał Kowalewski, and I am a curator of invertebrate paleontology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Number 71.
Collected from a construction excavation in Elgin, Florida by Bill and Leela Brayfield in the 1980s, this cluster of sun stars, named Heliaster microbrachius, came to the Florida Museum after residing in the Brayfield's vegetable garden. While the occurrence of complete fossil sea stars are rare, it is perhaps the biogeographic implications of these specimens which are most interesting. Heliaster microbrachius enjoyed a wide distribution along the west and east coasts of the Americas up until a few million years ago, when the uplift of the Central American isthmus likely caused this and many other Florida fossil species with Pacific affinities to go locally extinct. However, this species can still be found living today along rocky shorelines of the west coast of North and South America. My name is Roger Portell. I'm the Director of Invertebrate Paleontology and Micropaleontology Collections at the Florida Museum of Natural History.
Number 72.
From time to time, we get lucky and find rocks that contain truly exceptional fossils. This rare specimen provides a snapshot of a seagrass community that thrived along Florida coast more than 40 million years ago. This rock contains fossils that are rarely preserved in the geological record, blades of seagrass, brittle stars, and juvenile sea stars. In addition, some seagrass blades are covered by colonial moss animals. This amazing fossil find comes from the Middle Eocene Avon Park Formation, which is the oldest geological unit in Florida exposed on the surface. Very much like modern seagrass beds, this fossil seagrass meadow sustained diverse organisms that used seagrass as a food source for shelter and protection or as a substrate for growth. Over 70 species of plants and animals have been found in these fossilized seagrass beds. Today, seagrass meadows represent a major biodiversity hotspot and one of the most valuable coastal ecosystems of Florida. This fossil specimen tells us that seagrass meadows have been around Florida for a very long time, and like today, they sustained and sheltered diverse animals. My name is Michał Kowalewski, and I am a curator of invertebrate paleontology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.